Morning, church. Morning, SP. It's another Saturday, a wonderful day with the Lord. Let's start in prayer for our devotion this morning. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord God, for truly we live, O Lord God, and move and have our being, Lord God, in you. Thank you for calling us, Lord God, this morning. To meditate, understand your word, and to pray and live after the needs of your people, Lord God. So Holy Spirit, lead us today through your truth of your word. Help us to understand, Lord God, the living word that you're going to reveal to us today. We bless you, we honor you, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yeah, today we're going to look one of the letter of Apostle Paul, which can be found in Romans, and we're going to reading Romans chapter 12 verse 2. And good morning to all also, and morning to those who are listening online and joining us today. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. It said, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. It's good, pleasing, and perfect will." Let me read again the first part. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This letter of Apostle Paul, this book of Romans, is a letter that teaches upon fundamental doctrines of salvation to fortify, to strengthen the believers against the enemy. That is wrote in chapter 1 and up to chapter 11. It also explains the unbelief of Israel and vindicate the faithfulness of God in his dealing with Israel. And at the same time, to give a practical instruction concerning Christian living in the society today that start from chapter 12 to chapter 16. Romans is rich in theology and teaching and communicates the details of how a person is redeemed, transformed, sealed, and sanctified for the day when we all stand before the Lord. It explained that salvation is received by grace through faith. It articulates the foundation of Christian belief, explaining how the good news of the salvation had been available through Jesus' death on the cross, and is actualized through the Holy Spirit work in us. The book of Romans is so good to, you know, to read and to meditate and to understand and go deeper to the word of truth of, you know, word of God. Now the chapter that we read in chapter 12, it starts this letter by this practical instruction given by Apostle Paul to the church and believers in Romans. It started with the in verse 1 by telling us, or writing it, that offering our body as a living sacrifice to the Lord, you know, offering our bodies as a living sacrifice to the Lord, holy and acceptable. Now, how can we do that? And we are a living sacrifice by not conforming to this world. That is the verse that we read. But by being transformed by the renewal of our minds. Meaning said, we can offer our body as a living sacrifice holy unto the Lord. But first, by the instruction, the first instruction is, but by not conforming to the world, but by renewing our mind. That by renewal of our mind. So today we're going to look on that first instruction of practical living of Apostle Paul that wrote to the church and believers in Romans, and I do believe also applicable to us today. First instruction is, he said, do not be conformed. So the word do not, it did not use the word if, which the if implies your decision to do it or not. But he uses the word do not because being a true Christian and believers, we should do this, and it's not a suggestion, but it should be must do to all the believers of Christ Jesus. Meaning it is an instruction that we should do, you know, and observe in our Christian life. And the first instruction is said that we should not be doing is do not conform to the pattern of this world. This is the first instruction that Apostle Paul is telling us to do. Now, the pattern of this world, or the world here, Apostle Paul is refers to the spirit of the age, meaning refers to the popular worldview that rejects God and his revelations. The unbelievers are naturally conformed to the words also written in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1-3, that it said, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you should live when you follow the way of this world. This is what Apostle Paul said before they become a Christian. He's telling you are living in the ways of this world, and you are dead in our transgression. And of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us live among them at one time, gratifying the craving of our flesh and following its desire and thoughts. Like the rest, it will be by nature deserving of the wrath. This is the world that Apostle Paul is referring to. Now, what do you mean, or what is the meaning of conforming? That the Bible said that we should not conform to the pattern of this world. According to the dictionary, the word conform means to make or become the same, or to behave in a conventional way by accepting without question the customs, traditions, and prevailing opinions of others. In other words, conform is to fit into somebody else, mold to it, do things the way everybody else does. Meaning, conform, do not conform to this world. The instruction of Apostle Paul to the believers is, we should not believe living the ways of the world. We should not put ourselves in the same as the ways of this world. Because why? Because what is this world? This world is a very dark place which needed the light, which the Lord light of the Lord Jesus Christ in John chapter 8 verse 12. This world hate Christ and all his disciples and believers. That is in John 15:18. It's also said in James 4:4 that, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship of the world means enmity of God? So people, you know, being friend of this world is become the enemy of God. And he said, continue that James 4:4 is, therefore anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Christians should not the world. For if we do this, you know, the Christians should not love the world. For if we love the world, the love of the Father is not with us. That's also written in 1 John 2:15, and also in 1 John 2:16-17 said, for everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desire pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. That is why Apostle Paul is instructing us Christians, believers, that we should not be conforming to this world because of those reasons. This place is so dark. This world that is ruled by the principalities of the air, of the evil one, is who hate Christ and hate all those who believes in him, and whoever, you know, befriend of this world is become the enemy of God. And we know that all things in this world is pride of life, pride of the flesh, and lust of the flesh, and all that is in all of it, pride of the eyes and pride of life, that is not come from Father. So these things is not come from Father. That is why Apostle Paul is instructing us to do not be fit, do not believe, live like the world, as being a Christian. The other meaning of conform is fashion oneself to, according to, meaning that we should not, you know, mold ourselves in accordance to the ways of this world. We should not flow our lives in accordance to this world. Now, the second instruction is to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, church, the mind, our mind is the key of the Christian life. The reason why non-Christian did not respond to the Christian truth is that they cannot discern the spiritual truth. They cannot, you know, they cannot understand the truth of the Word of God. Written in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 said, "The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that comes from the Spirit of God, but consider them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only to the Spirit." So without the Holy Spirit, without the transformation and the renewing of your mind by means of repentance and receiving Christ in their life, they will not able to understand, and they will not able to know and receive Christ, and there will be no transformation in the life and renewing of your mind. Now, what do you mean by transform in this text? Meaning, a transform means to change the condition, functions, nature, and character or personality of something. Now, we can draw this two contrasts between the conforming and transforming. Conforming has to do with the behavior. Behavior, the way the person acts, the way the person moves, and the way the person functions and they behave. This is fall to the conforming. While the transforming has to do with the character, the way someone thinks and the way someone feels. That is for transforming. Conforming is from the outside, you know, adapting what is the inside, fitting what is the inside, be the same what is the outside, and then bringing it in the inside of yourself. That is conforming. You live like the world, and then since you are already living what is in the, and you perceive that this is the truth, and then you put it into your heart, and then the action reveals what is you are conforming for. While the transforming is from the inside out. Conforming is something, you know, we do not do. Conforming is something we do ourselves. But transforming is something God does to us. It's only God can transform us. And that's not our work. Conform, we can do that in ourselves. But transform, only God can do to us. And he transformed us by renewing our minds. You see, God doesn't just want to change our behavior. He wants to change the way we think. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, said, a man thinks in his heart, so he is. A man thinks in his heart, so he thinks. Our thoughts control our action. Whatever in our mind, it controls our action. So if you want to change the way we act, we must start changing the way we think. And if you want to be like Christ, you must learn to think like Christ. What we know in our mind to be true forms a conviction in our heart of that truth. And that conviction in our heart translates into action. Therefore, we must first renew our mind. Let me repeat that. What we know in our minds to be true forms a conviction in our hearts of what the truth. If we think that it is the truth in what we are in our mind, now it will convict us in our heart that that is also true, and in our hearts, and it will translate in our action. If we perceive that what is the truth is in this world, the ways of this world, and then it will convict us that is true, then we are going to leave the ways of the world. Therefore, we must first renew our mind. You know, the only way to replace the error of the world's way of thinking. Now, how can we, you know, correct this? How this world be corrected? Not we. How can this world be corrected? The way the thinking is to replace God's, to replace it with God's truth. No, the way we think would be corrected with replacing it with God's truth. The only infallible source of God's truth is His revealed word in the Bible, which is the Bible. Transformation to renewed minds comes as believers expose themselves to God's word through the faithful exposition of each week in the church. One of, you know, of transforming and through renewing our mind is, you know, attending, coming to the church and listening, you know, to the word of God. Of, you know, personal Bible, through Bible personal study and group Bible study, a solid church that believe in preaching the word, reading the word, and seeing the world is invaluable in helping us in renewing our minds. It is so, you know, connected by reading the word of God, knowing the word of God, understanding the word of God, and be around the people of God, you know, help us renewing our mind. As we said before, that it is the work of God that will renew our mind, and only by, you know, if the very truth of the word of God is the truth that we are thinking, and that will be convict us that is truth in our heart of the word of God, and we were going to live the word of God, and that work, God will work His word in our heart, and now we are going to live the word of God in our life. So the instruction is we should not conform and live the word of God, but we should be transformed by renewing of mind, by digging in, by soaking to the word of God and submitting to the word of God and to Christ Jesus, obedience to the Christ Jesus, you know, of His word, and living the truth of His word. And He said, and now you will prove the perfect will of the word of God. He said in verse 2, he said that, follow the continuation of verse 2, is that, so that you may prove that the will of God is that which is good and acceptable and perfect. It's only by then, by renewing our mind, we can see and perceive and know you know, the will of God that is good and acceptable and perfect. So it is my encouragement to us all, as we know that we are living in this hostile world, you know, problems, stress in the work, you know, even this sickness is around us, you know. If we are not, we should not be, you know, conforming on the other, on this world, on those, you know, fear, on those stress, on those, persecutions and struggle, you know, because we should transform our mind by what is in the truth of the Word of God that is contrary what is in the world. The Word of God said also that we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free in John 8:32. It is the truth, meaning the word know there is not just in our mind, but experiencing the truth of God, and we are going to be set free. You know, living and experiencing the Word of God starts when we begin to transform and understand the Word of God by allowing the Lord to transform us by speaking to us in His Word, the Bible. So as we come in worship today, that is, let us just continue to meditate on that word, on not transforming and not conforming, but be transformed to the Word of God. Amen. So let's prepare our heart to worship the Lord. Praise God. Yes, God, thank you, Lord God, for your word. Thank you for helping us, Lord God, truly relying on you, that only you can transform us. We cannot change by our own selves, Lord. But we thank you, God, for your love. For when we receive Christ in our life, Lord, transformation begins in our heart and mind. And as we continue, Lord God, to yield on the leading of the Holy Spirit, fruit will come, because it is you going to fruit. Give this fruit, transformation, Lord God, will come to the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Worthy of every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one that could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Oh, we live for you. Your heart and lead me in your
of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one that could ever say. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. You live for you. Oh, holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes, see wonder and show me who you are, and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. And holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside.
is Father God, trust in you, Lord. I believe, we believe in you, Lord, and you are our firm foundation. Thank you, God, for transforming us day after day, Lord God. Renewing our mind, Lord God, in Christ Jesus, through the power of your Holy Spirit. Let's go to our community prayer now. Let's lift up those who are battling cancer and having chemo and radiation and surgery. Let's lift them up and let the hand of God lay upon them and give miracles and healing, hope and faith in their life. Let us pray. Also lift up those who are having illness, also need the word of salvation. Pray, you know, the grace and the mercy of God upon them. Even in the midst of this illness, God can, you know, show himself, bring hope, deliverance, healing and salvation wherever they are. Let's pray. Also lift up those who are having infirmities. Also lift up those who are having COVID. Pray for God's covering, protections, and healing. Let the faith arise continually upon their heart. Also those who are on the front line, medical workers, pray for God's protection and covering upon them as well, and their family. Let's pray. Also lift up those who are looking for a job. Pray for God's divine, you know, appointment for them, opening the opportunity for him in his perfect timing. And while waiting, God continue to speak to them, to him, and bring comfort, assurance that God is, you know, preparing him, preparing the right job for him. Pray for provision as well. Let's pray. lift up our mission focus for today. Pray for Cambodia. Pray for North Korea for opening door. Pray for missional opportunities. And pray in partnership in Asia. And also pray for persecuted churches in Middle East and around the world. Let's pray. Also lift up our weekend gatherings, Sunday service, the well, SP Kids, worship, hospitality, SP Youth, Spin Spill, services and activities, classes and outreaches, and all meetings this Saturday, today, or even tomorrow. Maybe God glorifying, you know, activities, and that that His presence manifests in each meeting. Let's pray. Also lift up the pregnant mom in our community, Dayan, Haina, and others. Pray for the covering and protections, both good health of the mom and the babies. Pray for the joy, provisions, peace in their heart. And yeah, pray for a smooth, you know, delivery when the time comes as well. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father, we bless you, we honor you, God. We thank you, Lord God, for this privilege to come before you, to meet by you, Lord, be in your presence, to lift up those prayers, God, unto your throne room, and hearing, oh God, your word of truth. Pray, Father God, that now as we continue to do our daily, Lord God, activities, maybe see you, Lord God, that you are always at work. May we discern what is truth, O Lord God, in every circumstances of our life, for your glory and honor, Lord. Yeah, above all, Lord God, help us to bring glory, honor unto you, O Lord God. And be God who, through the leading and guidance and strengthening of the Holy Spirit. So we bless you. Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for your promises, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless, church. Thank you for joining, and we see you again on Tuesday. Have a good weekend.